Oh, great.
It hasn't been recording?
Nope. Damn it.
Man. We're like way into it, aren't we?
We are. We're way into it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Here's what's happened. And it's a podcast, and we've got lives, so here's what's going to happen. We just did a fantastic show for you for a while. And I thought I hit record. Apparently didn't hit record. So welcome to the show.
You guys missed one hell of a show.
Right? Right? This is going to be a short episode.
Oh, damn.
Holy shit, man.
I just glanced over and I'm like, wait a minute, are we not recording? No, we're not recording. Fuck. Well.
Well, you guys just missed an awesome, right? Awesome conversation. Mm-hmm. About vaginas.
We talked about yodeling, vaginas, and Black Panther.
Yes.
And Kareem's career as a high school cheerleader.
Yes.
All of those things.
Oh, shit.
All of those things and what we're doing for Valentine's Day.
Well, fuck, man.
All of that missed because I'm an idiot.
That was a great pod.
Yep. It was. Sure was. Wow. There's a new configuration in the studio, and instead of having the recording computer directly in front of me, it is now off to the side, so I hit record and start the show. When I remember to hit, I hit something. Oh, well.
Well, now I know I need to see the blinking red light right there. That shows that it's recording.
That shows it's recording.
And next time I will keep that in mind.
But, yes, because I'm going to do that again.
You never know. You never know. You never know. I should have known.
Here's the thing. Everybody, You paid the same for the show.
That's true.
That is true.
It's a free show. It's a free show, and we're back. So there you go.
There you go.
That's pretty much it. Here, let me break it down for you. Valentine's Day. Hold on. Let me go back and find the exact. Let me break down Valentine's Day for you because I remember what everybody is doing. All right. Here we go. I'll do it really quickly. Jason got his wife 2 cards. Kareem's going to break in the new mattress that he just bought. And I got my wife some flowers, and we're going to dinner and paint night at Bennigan's. There you go.
Yeah. Bam.
Done. Yeah. Sure, it's the short version.
Oh, and Vivica A. Fox, stupid.
Well, yeah, she'll talk to anybody about anything with a microphone.
Yeah, Black Panther is going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And Disney, you don't know us anything besides a good goddamn movie. That's it.
Exactly.
And from what I've heard, it's supposed to be amazing.
Oh, and if you haven't, you should really Google Hocus Pocus by the band Focus and make sure it's the live version that has Gladys Knight at the beginning so you can watch this motherfucker yodel like a madman. And done. You know what, though? I do have to go back because this story was too... I'm going back to one story. Because I think it's important. It's a good thing we have the airing of the grievances coming up because I think that's important. It won't be as great for us because it's the second time through, but it's a very important story from our friends in Pennsylvania, where a naked Pennsylvania man was covered in cooking oil and tripping on LSD when he tangled the police. Maybe it will be as funny the second time through. When police officers called to a residence where the suspect was destroying the home's contents and assaulting everyone. His name's Lonnie Beatty. He's 19, arrested last month following a wild confrontation inside and outside a trailer in the Pittsburgh suburb of Apollo. Police from 3 separate departments gathered outside the home after receiving a report that Beatty was attacking 5 household members, including children. When the officers approached the trailer door, he burst out outside screaming, "No, no, no, no." He then jumped off the trailer's porch, ran through the snow naked, in the front yard en route to the roadway. When they ignored the police orders to stop, they deployed a taser, which stopped him, and he fell to the ground. However, it was really icy, so the cops couldn't get to him before he just kept rolling on the ground until he pulled the wires off the taser. He then continued to race around while officers could not get close to him due to the icy conditions. A second taser strike appeared to have no effect. He was subsequently corralled inside the trailer. However, the cops had a little trouble controlling him since he was naked and covered in cooking oil. His relatives told cops that after taking acid, he got out of control and began striking them and destroying the residence.
He was completely fine until he pops. I mean, we would do this family thing where we all take some acid, and it was usually pretty cool. Usually pretty cool, but you know, for some reason, Beaver is just like, yeah, he's got really kind of crazy. Kind of lost it after taking some acid.
You know what happened? Lonnie's a good boy until he drops the acid. yeah. So, at one point, a witness said the family dog bit him to protect them from him. He was originally charged with 24 misdemeanor counts, including assault, endangering the welfare of children, and making terroristic threats. However, his family, since his girlfriend and family members refused to pursue charges, it's now just single counts of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest.
Alrighty.
$10,000 bail and out on the streets again. Drop acid. I've said this before, and I will say it again. If you are a grown-ass person over the age of, I'll give you till 25, okay, you should not be cohabitating with someone that you are not a parent of or having sex with.
I agree with you.
And here's why. Dear Casey. No, an Alabama man allegedly beat his roommate after discovering the victim had failed to properly seal a box of Cap'n Crunch cereal, which had gone stale.
That's about to get you fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't seal the cereal up? I mean, come on, asshole. I really can't, I can't get mad, really. Dwayne Barry Smith, 52, was arrested for domestic violence following a confrontation with the man he shares a residence with in Moundville, just outside Tuscaloosa. By the way, if you're 52 and eating Cap'n Crunch, it's time to take a long, hard look in the mirror. According to police, the victim said Smith became upset upon discovering the stale cereal and blamed him for failing to keep the Cap'n Crunch fresh. Smith was especially perturbed since he is missing teeth and had difficulty consuming the stale cereal.
Oh, man.
At one point, Smith demanded his roommate remove his dentures so that he could experience how hard it was to consume the Cap'n Crunch.
No, I'm going to make you eat this whole bowl. You eat this whole bowl without your teeth in. No, you're gonna sit here. I mean, it's very similar to how your parents react when they catch you smoking for the first time. It's like, no, you remove your teeth. You do not get to use your teeth for this whole bowl. The whole bowl. And you know the way your roof of your mouth feels after some Cap'n Crunch too, right? I mean, like, it gets shredded.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I think I would want some stale Cap'n Crunch.
I wouldn't want that. Yeah. I mean, understandably.
All right, so when the man refused, Smith allegedly began striking the victim with an electrical cord, which is not at all funny. As first reported by the Moundville Times, I'm going to have to keep an eye on the Moundville Times from now on, because that may be a fantastic source of small-town news in the future. According to the Moundville Times, Smith's roommate suffered injuries to his face, hand, and arm. An employee at the Hale County Jail declined to say whether Smith was in custody or had bonded out on the misdemeanor charge. It is annoying when people don't seal shit back up. I will say that.
No, it is.
But again, if you're a grown-ass man, you can't be living like that. Oh, wow. Yeah, this is the Moundville Times serving Hale, South Tuscaloosa counties and the greater West Alabama area. This website is so 1989 or 98. Sorry. Wow. Wow. Wow.
Do they use After Dark 2 as
no, just kidding. Well, here's the thing. It's not clickable, so it's just headlines here on the website.
Oh, man.
Headline, serial crime in Moundville, pair gets into dispute over stale Cap'n Crunch. There's nothing to click on. I guess I could subscribe. Oh, they have a digital subscription. 1 year, $30.
Wow.
Fantastic. If you want to do a mailed subscription out of county in Alabama, it's $32. Out of state, $35 for the year. Although there's no add to cart button on that. So
we don't sell the paper to you liberals in California.
Right.
You can't get it there.
We know where you are.
We know where you are.
We know where you are.
You don't need to get none of them ideas.
I'm really curious now. I'm really curious about Moundville. Let's see. Population of Moundville. Jason, care to guess?
5,000 very erect people.
Kareem, how many people in Moundville?
427.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're both wrong. Jason, you did go over, so under Price is Right rules, Kareem wins.
Damn it!
Population, 2,436.
Damn it.
They have an archaeological park there.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Anyway, that's just outside where the University of Alabama is. So, meanwhile, here in Sacramento, well, across the river from here in Sacramento, the mayor wants to put up tiny houses for the homeless. 1,000 of them. Thoughts? Kareem?
I thought they were outlawing them.
I don't know.
Because, okay, so there's a there's an older black lady that lives in Jason's neighborhood who's homeless, and she had a small little trailer.
Is it because Jason gentrified her out?
This is something they've been doing, these trailers, like, so people can be out of the...
Yeah, so she gotcha. had a trailer, and the police destroyed her trailer.
They're not supposed to do that. There was like a whole thing that was written up, and they're supposed to have safe areas to be in.
I got you.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Cause I would see her trailer, and I would see her, and I was like, what happened to your trailer? And she's like, the police destroyed your trailer.
Not cool, police.
Yes. Sacramento Police Department. You suck donkey dicks.
You better stay here in West Sac.
I don't know.
Just saying. Better watch out.
Sacramento police that's in Oak Park, you suck donkey dicks for destroying that old lady's trailer.
Yeah, it's not okay. Not okay at all. You sure we can't blame Jason for this somehow? I'm just asking.
Jason probably called the police owner. Said, I don't like that little trailer being in by my house.
If I didn't call it from the guy that was pissing on my fence, that was living out of a van that was parked outside my house for 48 hours, like a day and a half, I'm not going to call it on them.
That's true. You know he don't narc.
Yeah.
Snitches get snitches.
I might go ask if they need something. If I can help them move.
Can I help you park your van somewhere else?
maybe
near Kareem's house?
Yeah.
All right, now it's time for this.
And now it's time for the airing of the fucking grievances.
All right, Jason, you got anything?
Oh, I got something.
Go it.
So, what was it? Friday night, I guess. I was up about... it might not have been Friday. No, it was actually, I think, maybe Thursday or Wednesday night. I was up about 11:30 at night. It was up later than I should have been. And all of a sudden I hear sirens, and then I see a car fly by on Santa Cruz. So I live on 2nd Avenue, but Santa Cruz runs next to my house also. And it's a very small street. A street that's so thin that if cars are parked on both sides of the street, that only one car can pass through the street. All right? A car goes by going at least 50, 60 miles an hour. There's really barely any time for somebody to get going that fast in the first place. And then right behind them, a white CHP, lights blazing with a siren on, right next to them. They go so fast, they kick something up off the street and it flies across the whole intersection. There's no fucking reason why a CHP officer should be racing around the streets of my neighborhood going 50, 60 miles an hour, especially down a street like fucking Santa Cruz, which it just takes one thing to happen for that car to end up in any one of those fucking houses going 50 or 60 miles a fucking hour. It's fucking ridiculous. There's no reason. It's the second time I've seen a CHP fucking officer in my neighborhood. And there's no reason. I understand the CHP have to be around the Capitol because of they're the state police. So I understand they have to be around the Capitol. But we're nowhere near the fucking Capitol, right? We're a good couple miles from the Capitol and where I am. There's no reason for the CHP. UC Davis police, those fucking bastards, I understand why they're there. I understand why the SAC PD is there. But there's no reason for fucking CHP, especially chasing somebody going 50 miles an hour off my fucking street. It's fucking ridiculous, man. Get the fuck out of here.
So what you're saying is... saying fuck the police? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, fuck the police, man. The NWA said.
Kareem? What's been chewing at your taint?
Monique.
She's still, huh?
Well, I wasn't here to talk about it. And Vivica Fox with this bullshit with Black Panther. Okay, so for all of y'all who don't know, Monique asked us to boycott. And I mean us, I mean black people.
Netflix.
To boycott Netflix because they only offered her $500,000. And Dave Chappelle and Amy Schumer and Chris Rock got $20
million. Mm-hmm.
So in this process, you find out that they only offered Wanda Sykes $250,000.
Right.
So Wanda Sykes, if anybody, should have been the person who should have been offended the most by this. But Wanda said, fuck you, Netflix. I'm going to take my shit to Epics, and Epics paid her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what you do.
That's what you do. Okay. Monique has been out of the game as far as stand-up goes for a long time.
Right. She's an actress.
She's an actress now.
Oh, she's also crazy.
Yeah, that is another thing.
Her and her husband doing that live Periscope bullshit that they do for 2 hours at a time.
Yes. So that's another whole different thing. So for all you dumbasses who talk about Dave Chappelle dropped out for 5 or 6 years and so he shouldn't have been able to get that much money, you have no fucking idea what you're talking about. Dave Chappelle did not drop out for 5 or 6 years. Dave Chappelle stopped doing his fucking show, but Dave Chappelle kept doing shows.
Mm-hmm.
Dave Chappelle was popping up in clubs around the country, including Sacramento, which he would pop into 3 or 4 times a year and sell out the same fucking night.
Very quietly.
Very quietly. So, if Monique showed up in your town tonight or tomorrow morning and said, I got a show tonight and your ass wouldn't go, then you need to shut the fuck up about what Monique did not get.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Dave Chappelle got money because they're going to make money over what they paid him.
Exactly. Dave Chappelle is a draw. Dave Chappelle did the a tour with the, I can't even remember him, but it was like a big tour that we went to see in San Jose. I went with a couple of comics. We went down there to see it with a bunch of other comics. It was like a big festival. So he wasn't out of the game. Now, even when Monique was in the game, she was not on Dave Chappelle or Chris Rock's level. Amy Schumer is the reason why Monique got $500,000. Because Amy Schumer's Netflix special was shit. So, if you want to be Monique, if you want to be mad at somebody for you not getting your money, be mad at Amy Schumer because she took their money and gave them a shit product in return. That's why you had to audition, because she gave them a shit product in return for their $20 million that she should have never got. But they bitched out and gave her the extra money because they didn't want to be sexist. Fuck you. Not every woman deserves to get everything that every man gets. Sorry, that's the fucking way of the world. If Oh, it's like saying because me and Kevin Hart are on the same show, I should get the same amount of money that Kevin Hart gets. Fuck you. Nobody came to see me. They came to see Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, I should say thank you, Kevin Hart, for letting me be on your show. You get your however much money that you draw. So that's my rant on this shit. I'm sorry. Not every, like, if me and you are doing the same shit, you should get paid the same as I am if we're drawing the same.
Yeah.
But if we're not, sorry, that's not, the world's not fair. And actually, that is fair.
It's absolutely fair. And here's the thing. We talked about it a little bit when you weren't here. If Monique takes $500,000, does a killer show, and Netflix has millions of streams, Monique goes back and says, now, motherfucker, you're going to give me $20 million or I'm going somewhere else.
Exactly.
And you know what they'll say? Yes, Monique, here's your $20
million. Yes.
Because you're going to make us that and more.
Exactly. Oh, and fuck Faison Love. You guys didn't hear this shit, but he been on some shows, morning shows, trying to trash Dave Chappelle. Faison Love, you have never been as funny as Dave Chappelle on your best day. On his worst day.
When I saw Faison, I didn't even give any.
Yes. But go sit your fat dumb ass down somewhere and take your pants off and be the man with the big black dick for another white. Go coon for some more white people like you did in fucking couples retreat. You fat black bastard. I can say that because I'm the black guy on the show.
Well, yes. I don't think either Jason or I were going to say that. All right.
No, I wasn't.
No talent, bastard.
Here's mine. So, at work, and I'm not complaining about work. Let me make that clear if anybody from work is listening. We have four bathrooms that are a single unit bathroom. So in California now, they're unisex. We have four unisex bathrooms that are private. You go in, there's a toilet and a sink. That's what there is. Four of those. And we have a men's room and a ladies' room. The men's room has a urinal, a stall, and a shower from back in the day when they had wrestling there. Because the wrestlers needed to shower. I cannot tell you how disheartening it is to walk into the men's room to take a leak and you see somebody's feet pointing the wrong way in that goddamn stall. And it happens every single fucking day. And not just once, over and over and over again. And by the way, it's not the same shoes every time. So it's multiple people who would rather sit their ass down literally 2 feet from the urinal so I can hear their shit plopping in the water while I'm taking a leak than go to one of the four private bathrooms that we have. What the fuck is wrong with you people? What the fuck? And by the way, first of all, the door opens right out to the hallway, and when you swing open the door and that shit funk hits you.
So then when you leave after taking a piss, everybody thinks you smell like shit.
Yeah.
They don't want people to know that they went back there and took a shit. That's what it is.
By the way, and here's the thing. I've contemplated just waiting and hanging out by the sink. Just go, really? Really? But like I said, it's multiple people. I do not fucking get it. Would you ever in your life pass up four private bathrooms for a chance to take a shit 2 feet away from somebody at a urinal?
No.
No.
Unfucking real. All day, every day.
Man, I take off my trousers.
That's it. I'm getting comfortable.
Yeah. Turn the hot water on.
That is it.
Get it steamy.
This
is like taking a nice steamy shit.
I've had people at work, I've asked people, I go, why? Why? And they're like, well, the ones in the sales office, they open up right there and people can see you come in and out. No, they can't. They're all in cubicles now. The only way they're seeing you coming out is if they're coming out of the cubicle, and they'll see you coming out of the other bathroom too.
And so, then they'll smell you, so they'll know that you did it.
And that was their big fear. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. And by the way, while I'm on bathrooms, if you're pissing on the goddamn seat and you walk out of there and leave it that way, I want to follow you home and I want to piss on the seat at your house. Because do you do that at your house?
I piss on the seat?
Yeah, do you piss on the seat at your house?
Not intentionally.
Do you piss on the seat and leave it there?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I put the seat up.
Exactly. Right.
Why would you not put the seat up?
I don't fucking know. I've had people go, well, maybe it's ladies who are doing the hover. Bitch, if you're doing the hover...
If you're doing the hover, you should have fucking wiped afterwards.
Or if you're just going to fucking hover, lift the goddamn seat.
Oh, but then what if their butt accidentally touches the...
Then they're going too low and they need more fine muscle control.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Stop pissing on the seat and take a shit in the private bathroom. Thank you. God damn it. I mean, sure, it's not as big a problem as potential people going into a house with a car or Monique getting paid. But God damn it.
How'd you get some Mac Dre up on you?
The Friday soundtrack. And it just went to that?
I didn't know Mac Dre was on the Friday soundtrack.
It's not. It just went to the next thing. There you go.
Mac Dre, man.
I'm just saying. Why are you taking a shit 2 feet away from a urinal?
Shouldn't.
You should never do that.
If there's a choice that doesn't involve you having to take a shit.
There's four of them.
Well, then that's four wrong decisions.
There's four of them. And I guarantee you. And I've done this. I've walked out of that fucking bathroom and walked to the others and checked to see if there were people in there. There's never anybody in there. It's these fuckers who just want everybody to smell their shit. You know what? I'm tired of your shit. I'm tired of your shit. Take your shit at home.
Literally.
Time your bowels better. Do it in the private bathroom. Oh, and by the way, bring some goddamn poo-pourri because I don't want to smell your shit splattering around. It's bad enough I have to hear it. And don't have a conversation with me at the urinal because I do not want to talk to you when my penis is out in the breeze. When my penis is out of my pants, we are not having a conversation unless you are my wife and we're getting ready to copulate. That is the only exception to that.
Only reason.
Or? You're a medical professional and you have questions about my penis.
Then you should have your penis.
Then you can feel free to have a conversation with me when my penis is out. Otherwise, no. No. Stop it. All right. You know, people are only getting partial show here, but they're getting a lot of value. I'm going to say that.
This is an added value for sure.
You're getting it anyway, but that's where we are with it. All right, let's wrap this motherfucker up and get the fuck out of here.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right, let's go to Moriah, New York, where the Mardi Gras celebration is coming up. Oh, sorry, you missed it. You missed it, I'm sorry. It was held on Tuesday, February 13th. You missed it. The Free Moriah Mardi Gras Community Celebration, planned to counter some of the winter blues. It's the 6th annual one, held from 5:30 to 7:30 on Tuesday at the Knights of Columbus Hall. Well, of course. It's an event to celebrate families. Everyone's invited. There'll be traditional Mardi Gras beads, king cakes, and masks. Who's flashing their titties at the Knights of Columbus, I asked. Apparently no one. There'll also be candy, Cajun music, dancing, games, Penelope the Clown.
Oh, poor Penelope.
And cupcake decorating by the Bakery of Mineville.
Oh.
By the way, they spelled bakery B-A-K-E-R apostrophe Y. I'm going to check that
we
right
have to
now.
Check this. What is it? There's something going on here. There's something silly here.
This is the Moriah Chamber of Commerce's second year partnering with the Catholic communities of Moriah and Crown Point to put on the event. By the way, religious affiliation doesn't matter. Something for everyone young and old. If you'd like to go and visit where it happened, it was at 4253 Main Street in Port Henry. Just saying.
All right.
Hold on. Oh, okay. So, here's the situation. My parents went away for a week's vacation. it's not correct. The actual business, the word baker is in quotation marks, and then the Y is after it. The baker Y is how it's right. not baker apostrophe Y.
Okay. See, there's something going on there.
There is definitely something going on there, and I'm not having it. Not having it. Done with it all. I'm done with people pissing on the seat. I'm done with people taking a shit in the bathroom where you should just be going to take a leak. That's what you do in groups. By the way, I would be less offended if someone were standing outside that shower stall pissing into there.
Yeah, piss in the shower.
It's got a. There's a drain. There's a drain. I would be less offended if I swung the door open and saw a dude with his back to the door pissing into the shower than I am by hearing the plop plop of your shits.
Plop plop, please, please. Oh, what a
Seriously,
relief it is.
I heard that. I said I'm taking a leak at the urinal and I'm thinking, fuck, I wish there were water in the bottom of the urinal so I could at least make that sound. And I'm hearing the plop, the drop and plop. You know the drop and plop.
Oh, I know. Yep.
I don't want to hear another man's drop and plop.
No. I feel weird when my daughter has to hear it.
Not okay. Not okay.
No.
I'm not done. I carry my anger onward throughout the weekend. God damn it. All right. That's going to do it for us. Sorry the show was short. You still get a half hour. And you still paid nothing for it.
Exactly.
Same great show, half the price.
That's right. It's condensed.
Right, you know. Half the show, same great price.
Yeah. Here's what you do. I have a plan to expand the show for you. Here's what you do. Make believe that it's like a shrinky dink and throw your cell phone into some water and watch it grow.
No, don't do that.
Oh, okay.
You're going to get some claims.
Unless
now.
You're that motherfucker who's taking a shit next to me in the urinal. If I have to hear your plop plop, I want you to throw your. You know what I want the next plop to be? Your phone going into the toilet. That's what I want it to be.
Don't get your arm stuck trying to get it out.
Unfucking believable. Unfucking believable.
These fucking people, man.
This fucking guy. Oh, quick story. So, God damn it, I wish I had my cell phone with me. I will show you guys after the show. So I walk into Chipotle last week. The one on Folsom Boulevard. And I walk in behind this white guy, hipster, with an orange hat. Think LL Cool J from the mid-90s.
Okay?
And I see this guy walking in front of me, and I go, oh, this fucking guy. My this fucking guy alarm went off. So I took a photo, and I sent it to my friend Hootie, and I said, this fucking guy. I was rewarded very quickly when he got up to the front. You know how Chipotle used to just have the straight up glass and now they've added the one on the top?
Yeah.
They added it for this fucking guy because this fucking guy goes up there, gets right up on there. The guy goes, what do you want? And he goes, oh, I want this. And then he does this arms folded on top of the glass, leaning on it.
Like, we put the glass up there so you couldn't get over it, you dumbass.
This fucking guy. By the way, it's cold and flu season. Get back your fucking ass off. This fucking guy.
Maybe. No. That's the guy that you want. You tell him, like, no, lick the counter, please. Then he might get sick.
You know what I wanted to do? You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to grab him by his hat. His stupid ass. By the way, LL Cool J looked stupid in that hat. In the mid-90s. Now imagine a thin white dude rocking it, but it being bright orange. I'll show you the picture after the show. This fucking guy.
Fuck this guy.
There you go. There's a story I wasn't going to tell.
All right. Well,
there's your bonus.
Bonus.
Back next week.
With some new soup.
We next record on my birthday.
Oh.
That's right. Monday's my birthday. Send gifts. of Mike.
Send nudes.
Send nudes. Do not send nudes.
I'm sending it.
Do not send me nudes. If I want nudes, I have the internet.
Brian, send him some nudes.
Yeah. See you next week, everybody. Bye-bye.